Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
and our favor.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And welcome to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us again this Sunday morning. Beautiful sunny day out today. And we pray that you will relax, grab a cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and listen to a beautiful and inspirational discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. Don't just listen, join us. Push the number one button on your phone and ask a question or make a comment. We'd love some feedback from you. And now, without any further delay, I'm going to give you an idea of what the show will be about today, all right? We are going to discuss political slavery and corruption. Politics is a game played by the rich against the poor. So people, you must understand that in order to survive the game played against, you must turn back to the one who governs the world, because that one is Almighty God alone. And he said that he will never change the conditions of a people until the people change what's in their heart. The heart is what controls the mind, and the mind dictates our actions. So people, since the government is not willing to help us, we must help ourselves by living a good moral life and working together as one. One humanity, one civilization, one creation, one human family. Since the government won't work with us, we have to develop our own government as a people. We must govern ourselves according to the will of our Creator, and He will change the government for us. We must rid ourselves of political slavery through spiritual guidance and standing together as one united people in the cause of democracy for all. Thank you, our beautiful audience. We're glad to have you with us this morning. And without any further delay, as I remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today our talk again will be on political slavery and corruption. Now, without any further delay, I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We would like to greet the radio listening audience today in the greetings of peace from all of the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. And this is in the Arabic language of the Quran. It means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum again. Today, the co-host gave a good introduction of what our program will be about today. I just want you to understand that the government has got what's called in place and plan right now, population control. With this plan that the government have, the plan is not discriminating black against white Chinese against Italian. Everybody that's in the United States of America, the government of the United States of America, that's why it's 1% rich and 99% poor. If the government was a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, how in the world can it be 1% of the people, the population, rich and 99% poor? No, people, that right there is what you call modern-day injustice, modern-day slavery, but not just for black people, but for people in general. See, it ain't never really been a racial war or a racial conflict between man and another man. And I do want to say this, that in the Constitution of the United States of America, they say in this Constitution that all people, human beings, are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights, the rights to pursue freedom, justice, and equality. But they lie. They don't give the people freedom. They keep the people ignorant. I reflected yesterday on how this year I'll be 60, and I remember when I was in elementary school, just a little while after that, we used to pray before we started school. And, you know, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. And but we would put God before we said the national anthem. You know, in pledge allegiance that we will follow our government, that we will support our government. We said we would obey God first. The government deliberately took God out of the picture so that they could exploit the people with capitalism and exploit the people with ignorance so that the people would destroy themselves by not having a knowledge of their creator. He made us. He created us, our creator. If you don't know your creator, you don't know who you are, so therefore someone who have knowledge of the creator, they may not know him, they may not be even serving him, but they can get knowledge of him. And they can use the knowledge against you if you don't have a personal relationship with your creator. So even in the Christian's Bible, there's a passage, a verse in there, a passage that says, and this is God, Allah, the creator, speaking to all people. He says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And understand this when I make this statement, that Almighty God, Allah, is all-knowing. So the government is deliberately trying to keep, also the United States of America government is trying to slander and turn people away from the only way that they know people can be saved from the destructive plan they got to destroy the population, the majority of the people, you see. And that is to keep the people from knowing the truth. And the truth today, people, whether you want to hear it or not, is Al-Islam. The truth is Islam. If you study history correctly, you will find that all the prophets and all the messengers of Allah or the Creator, they taught Islam. Jesus wasn't a Christian, he was a Muslim. Moses wasn't a Jew, he was a Muslim. Abraham, the father of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, he wasn't a Jew, he was a Muslim. And he's the one that said, I name you Muslim. To the Christians, to the Jews, and the Muslim, he's the one that said, I name you Muslim. He was a Muslim. And he was before Jesus' time. He was before Moses' time. He's Abu, Father Abraham. And he asked God to make him the man one leader for the nations of the world. Now, if we were following true inner religion, our father, Ibrahim, who's the one that established monotheism, correct me if I'm incorrect, the oneness of God. I just put it that way. He's the one that established the oneness, the unity of God for all people. So if Muslims be true to their faith, Christians be true to their faith, Jews be true to their faith, they would all be one if they were following You see, the God of their father, our father, Ibrahim, or Abraham. You see. So, you know, we want to say that don't just, you know, turn away altogether. We're not saying from government. Participate in the political process, but understand the political process is a game that's against you. Understand the political process. Read, study, understand the political process, and look at what the political process is doing to us. The FDA Food Drug Administration, they allow poisons and chemicals and steroids to be put in our food to kill us. They allow pollution in the air, chemicals and things in the air to kill us. You don't have to be killed all at once by getting shot or just, you know, getting hit by a car. So this has an example. Suicide, the government has got us under slow suicide. But it's not slow no more. They're expanding it up because they know they don't have much time to govern. They know that their time is up because they have used the government for corruption. They have used the government for exploitation of the people. And the people's taxpayers is what pay their salary. And they won't do nothing to help you unless you bring them some money. But now that you're even bringing them money now and you're voting, they still ain't doing nothing for you. So what do you have to do? You have to do for yourself. You have to come together as a people and do for yourself. Now, I do want to say this in particular to the African-American people. We're getting ready to come into an era next year, African-American people, and all the other races of people that are sticking together with their people that have some unity, but they must have God first. You're not going to survive what Almighty God is getting ready to do to this government and to the world next year if you don't really and sincerely believe in Almighty God as a spiritual power, the spiritual power that governs and controls the whole universe. Almighty God has allowed two people to be running for president now, and neither one of them, I don't believe, have your best interest at heart. No, I don't believe it. And you can, I'm not saying don't vote. We got to participate in the political process, because if you just don't participate, then they really can just go and kill you on all, because the government has what's called law. And the law controls the government. And the government makes the law. So the government has made the law to work against the people rather than for the people. The government has made the law to work only for the government, the rich and corrupt. You know why I say the government is corrupt? The government take money from the mafia. Any corrupt, they bring drugs in here to kill us. They bring all kinds of chemicals in here to kill us from other countries. And they said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. No, they didn't find out that he had none. They found out he didn't have none. They went over there just to kill the man, to take the oil. This country is corrupt. They're nothing but murderers, robbers, and thieves. They go all over the world murdering people and robbing people and lying to people. And they do it with the Bible in their hand and a white Jesus for the people to worship. Symbolically or subliminally worship us, white people. And they still doing it. So what's the difference in 150 years ago of slavery and today's slavery? The only difference is you don't have shackles on your feet as African-American people in particular, but the shackles have been put in your head. The shackles have been put in your psychology, in your mind, in your thinking. So you must come back to taqwa in the Arabic language of the Quran, the father of religion. It means God consciousness. If you study history, you will see that this ain't the first corrupt government. And the government of Moses and Pharaoh, the Almighty God of Allah says that Pharaoh, during the time of Prophet Moses, said he had one of the most powerful anarchists or government, corrupt governments in the world. He even said, like the United States government, what God is there but us? And then on all of the so-called money, paper money, which ain't no good, ain't got no value, they got what on there? They got white presidents on there, and they're having God we trust. What God do you think they're talking about? themselves, and they showing you that today. They got to stand in the ground, your ground low, which permits white people to just, if they look, if to them, if they look like a black, it's threatening to them, they can just kill him, and the law supports him, say, he had the right to do that. That's outright murder, but they done made a law to justify white people killing blacks as they've been killing us at will ever since the days of chattel slavery hundreds of years ago. So this all this information you need to know, because there's a genocide getting ready to take place like you never seen before, and it's orchestrated by the United States government and other governments of the world, too. But they don't know that the same one that destroyed the government of Pharaoh, the same one that destroyed all wicked rulers in the world, is getting ready to reverse that plan. He's going to destroy the very people, the government. He's going to destroy it, and all of the people who depending on the government to freedom. And you have to understand what freedom, what do you want the government for? Do you want the government just to give them the money to come out here to get alcohol? When you got a government that justifies homosexuality, men mind men, women mind women, lesbianism, that's strictly forbidden and prohibited in all the revelations of Almighty God. You got a government corrupt like that, it can't do nothing but go down. And if you continue to follow this government, you're going down with it, because it's going to go down once and for all after this year right here. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, our brother. Thank you. Coming on strong, Imam Shahid Shabazz teaching political slavery and corruption. Thank you for joining us this morning. I see we do have two people on here, and I'm going to give them a chance to either ask a question to us or make a comment. Give us a comment. Give us some feedback. That's what we want you to do. This is your show, not Imam Shahid Shabazz or Sister Isla's show. This is your show, the people's show, and we want you to speak up and join us. And let us know what's on your mind. Okay, the number is 910-308-7577. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? 910-308-7577. Now, my beautiful audience, you don't have to talk. Okay, you don't have to say anything. We understand that a lot of you just want to listen, but when they put your number on the board here, it tells us, it lights up and shows us that you are one who has a comment. So that's how we call on you. Yes, good morning. Okay, let's go to the next person. I think this person just wants to listen this morning. There's another light that's showing up, another number. That's 646-240-5842.
Hello?
Could you give us your name? Good morning.
Peace and blessings. How are you?
Peace and blessings to you. We're fine. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Brother, you hit it on the nose. Thank you. Thank you for your insight. It's a shame that a lot of us hasn't woke up yet to what's really going on. I wish we could, but a lot of us is walking around like zombies. So
that's right.
Mhm. And you know, I try to conversate with most of the sisters and brothers about what's, you know, awareness of what's really happening out here. A lot of them don't want to hear it, but
they don't.
Most of them do know exactly what's going on, and they refuse to participate in any aspects as necessary.
That's exactly right, sister. Absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, like some of us, like we try to build right now a nationhood, and a lot of us is in different states, so we've been trying to reach out to a lot of our people so we can get them aware of what's really happening. Some of them are coming along. Some of them are still fighting it. You know how that is. When you got crabs in a barrel, some of them will pull you down. Some of them will come up. So that's the way that goes.
That's right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well said.
Yeah, so it's sad, but we trying, and the nation that we're doing is the BAIO. I don't know if you heard about it.
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Yeah, it's the BAIO, and I can give you information so you can look us up, you know, so you can participate,
okay,
or either you can listen to us. And
yes,
you can
please
take it from there. Mm-hmm. And anybody that wants to call in, because we've been doing this for a while now, Monday to Saturday.
Yes.
And we do have a caller number that you can actually call in. Like,
give that caller number and the information to the co-host. She's listening, and she will write that down. And I would love to come on your program and help you participate myself also, because I've been an advocate of freedom, justice, and equality for my people for going on 60 years this year.
Well, actually, you can just look us up as the BAIO. The BAIO.
BAIO?
Yes, the Black African Infrastructure Organization.
Okay. You got that, co-host?
Yes, I have it. Uh-huh.
Okay, very good.
Yes,
very good.
Could I get your number, please?
Oh, the number to the show is 203-5433.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But just look us up. We do have some stuff online also, so you can listen on and you can be judged for yourself if you want to join us or not. But we do need strong advocates. We do need us to really unite and try to make a change.
Absolutely.
Because if we don't, this is our kids, is our future.
That's correct. And we won't have a future because they have systematic targeted our kids, because they know the children are the future. And there's a song by George Benson, and I listen to that, and it's so beautiful. It says, teach the children well and watch them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride.
Mm-hmm.
You see? See, that's powerful. You see?
It is.
See, because our kids have lost slavery teaching has took away the pride. It has took away the self-esteem. It has took away the will to stand up for justice, to stand up for your rights.
You're right. It took away so much, even our culture and us being who we are, period.
Exactly. We try to imitate other people.
Yes,
and rather than being who we are, rather than researching our history to find out who am I, and black people are so unfortunate, they're missing so much. If they study their history, they will find out we were the first people on the planet. We are the civilization builders. We are the civilization builders in the sense we are the people that had to civilize the European and the Chinese and many other people.
True.
We had to say, we still got the civilized. You see, they're running an uncivilized government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can let men marry men, women marry women. How is that civilized?
Yeah,
two men can't produce a baby. Two women can't produce a child to carry on the future for no race. So how are you going to pass laws to make the people immoral?
And you know what's so sad, too, is dealing with our education system. Our kids is being corrupt through that system.
They are being corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
because
they are.
If you look at the way the system is as far as education, a lot of our good schools that we grew up with has been gone. And they merged three to four schools into one. How are our kids supposed to learn?
Yes, and that's deliberate. That's a part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's true. Because there's too many of us that's taking over their position in their corporations. So when they do something like that, everything has been designed to say, okay, enough is enough.
You have to do something about this.
That's right, sister. And that's why
it's
sad.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have to learn how to have schooling within our home system.
At home school.
Yeah.
Do you know that everything I learned basically to help me through almost 60 years now of life, it didn't come from the white man's, the European's miseducation, out of his miseducated school. It came from my parents that were spiritual. They taught me morals. They taught me my history to be proud of my black self. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They taught me you're not only just as good as a white man, but you're better.
Well, see, that's what we have to teach our kids. And don't get me wrong now. There's nothing wrong by what I'm saying, there's nothing wrong by learning a white man's trade. When I mean the trade is the way that he handles his business, the way he educates his kids.
That's correct. That's correct.
We can
use that.
We can actually use that to our advantage. But it's the way you can use it to your advantage. If you have the homeschooling plus the white man schooling, and then have the street smarts, you can rule this world.
That's correct. I don't disagree at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying that. I'm glad you came in with that. But what I'm saying is before you can learn even academics in the white man's school system, you got to learn about God, the creator, and you got to learn who you are first.
I agree.
Because if you don't know who you are, you get this education that's going to make you think he's a God. Because this education is designed to make you think that he's the God of the world.
I agree.
He's got all power.
I agree. But a lot of us is not even connected to the Creator. That's the sad part. Oh, I'm sorry, sister, here. I just had to say that.
Excuse me for interrupting my beautiful sister and, of course, the host. We only have about 3 minutes left, and we do have another caller.
Let's give this
caller a chance to see what they have to say to me.
Okay, go on.
We thank you so much, our beautiful sister.
I wanted to go take, I need to get my lawnmower. I let that girl use my lawnmower again. I thought she had a boyfriend to cut the grass. She said that was her daughter's boyfriend to cut the grass.
Okay, bring the other guest on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This caller, I believe, is Brother Larry calling out of Durham, North Carolina.
Yes, good morning.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Brother Larry?
Assalam. I don't know how much time we got left. I was on earlier.
We have a little over 2 minutes, and if you can just give us a quick comment, we would certainly appreciate it.
Well, I just want to give some appreciation and thanks a lot. And to my radio listening audience. And I just want to thank you all for continuing to be and come on and you know, look for opinions to a beautiful problem here in the everyday life in America. So I just wanted to say thanks and congratulations. Thanks again.
I
don't have much time to
I'm feeling today.
So that's my point. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Larry. And we have to conclude the show now. I can hear some noise in the background, Brother Larry. So if you go off the air, then I can say the prayer without being disturbed.
Okay, I just want to.
The noise in the background, they want us to conclude the show now. That's what that's about.
Well, you know, I didn't know where the noise was coming from, but I know as a man of Almighty God, I have to have quiet as much as possible when I'm speaking so that I can reach the people's mind and their soul. So we'll say this prayer and we'll conclude since the time is over. With the name of the Creator, Allah, the one Creator of the universe, we give praise and thanks to Almighty Allah for waking us up this morning. We give thanks and praise to our Creator for blessing us with His wisdom and His knowledge so that we can free ourselves of our own self, because the first person we have to free ourselves from is not the government. We have to free ourselves from our own ignorance and false desires. And the only one can help us do that is our Creator, Allah. So we say all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the world, the governor of all creation. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
I mean, walaikum assalam. Thank you, our beautiful audience, for joining us this morning. Call in again next week, same time, and tell your friends all about it. And let's get together and speak on solutions. for the problems and conditions that are facing our people today. Have a wonderful day. Peace be with you.
Peace.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right.